You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today, we're starting off with the Ten Commandments. And bigyan ko lang kayo ng context. No? The title is Ten, Perfect Law, Perfect Love. Because when the Ten Commandments was written, it was written out of God's love for His people. Right? Marami kasi when we hear preaching on the commandments of God and Ten Commandments, sometimes we take it too much, nakalimutan na natin yung heart of why it was written. And so what happens is, it results into a lot of legalism inside the church. It results into a lot of people being more self-righteous because, oh kami, we follow the commandments, kayo hindi. Oh kami, ito, ginagawa namin to. Ikaw, may idols ka sa buhay mo. But all of this is to give us a clear picture nung motivation ni God kung bakit niya sinulat yung Ten Commandments. Another thing is, for some, when it comes to the Ten Commandments, feeling nila suggestion lang to ni Lord. It's not a suggestion. It's not an option. It is a command of God. And so as we tackle this, I want you to think about your own lives. How can this apply in my own life? How can I contextualize this on my life as this was said thousands of years ago, but still is relevant up until today. Right. So, nung sinulat ni Lord yung Ten Commandments, ang background nito was the Israelites were under slavery in Egypt. So, sabi ni Lord, I would send a deliverer, and that was Moses, who delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, and the Lord says, I'll bring you to the promised land. It took 40 years, what was supposed to be, I think, a week or 2 weeks, took 40 years. Paikot-ikot sila because of their disobedience. As part of that process and journey, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Another thing that we have to watch out for is that in the usong-usong teaching ngayon, yung sa radical grace na movement, where it pictures the law as if it's really bad. No, na masama ang law, dahil sa law, di ba? Kaya, no, it's not bad. The law of the Lord is good. Okay, sabi nga ni David, the law of the Lord is perfect, bringing refreshing to my soul. Okay, the law of God is good. And the law of God is also a mirror of how much we need God. Sino sa atin dito, na-fulfill nyo na yung Ten Commandments, you never broke, you never disobeyed the Ten Commandments, meron ba? Wala, ako lang ba? Right? Everybody here, we've disobeyed God, right? In short, the Ten Commandments is a guide, and you want the Ten Commandments. Because without laws, it's going to be chaotic. Imagine a world without laws. Pag alis mo dito, may nandukot sa'yo, okay lang. Sabihin pa ng gobyerno, okay lang, tatax ko naman yan. No, you want laws. You want to feel protected. You want the government to uphold our rights. The law is good. But the law will never give life. What that means is, even though I follow the law of the Lord, it would not give me the life that I need. Now, it would protect me from death. It would protect me from a lot of things, consequences of disobeying the law. But it is not the one that gives life. That's why a lot of people, they follow the commands of the Lord, pero ang layo nila kay Lord. Tawag dyan mga religious. Diba? Ayaw ng tao dumikit sa kanila dahil masyado silang religious at self-righteous. They follow the law of the Lord to the letter. Diba? And you don't want that. Okay? Nakikinig kami ng, may audio theater kami ng Les Miserables sa radyo, sa kotse. And diba, kilala nyo yun, diba? Si Jean-Claude Van Damme, si Jean Valjean, diba? At saka si yung inspector na si Javert. Tama? Javert, no? Okay. And this guy loves the law. But at the end of the day, because of the grace that Jean-Claude Van Damme, okay? Nakalimutan ko tuloy. Niloloko ko tuloy na Jean Valjean, okay? Dahil sa grace na natanggap niya sa isang minister who has forgiven him, hindi makuha ngayon nung police officer na talagang following the law. Why? Because the law will never give life. Only God could give life. And because of that life, we can follow and obey the commands of God. So this is the Ten Commandments. It was written out of love. It was not written to make our life miserable. It was not written dahil KJC Lord. It was because out of love. Sa bahay namin, may mga laws kami. We have commands. If you disobey the commands, you get discipline. And why do we do that for our kids? We do it out of love. Bakit? Kasi tatay ako eh. Alam ko makakasama sa'yo, that's why I make a law and a command that you need to obey. If you don't obey this command, there are consequences. There are things that would be taken, privileges that would be taken from you because you're not following the law. Galit ba yung mga anak namin because of the law? No. Because they know it's done out of love. The same way with the Ten Commandments. When it was written, hindi po yan para masakal tayo. It was written because God loves us so much. In Exodus 19, before the Ten Commandments was written, this was what God said. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. God was saying, sobra ko kayong love, kaya ako kayo kinuha out of Egypt to go to the promised land. I've taken you under my wings. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. Ano sabi ni Lord? Sabi ni God, kinuha ko kayo, right? And I will make you into a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Not because you're special, not because you're good, but because I just chose you. Hindi dahil naawa ako. In fact, if you don't fully obey my covenant and my laws, you're going to suffer the consequences of it. But if you obey, then there's going to be positive consequences to your obedience. Right? So, mismo sa atin, napansin nyo ba? If you follow the Ten Commandments, mas okay naman talaga ang buhay. Yeah? Thou shall not steal. So, hindi ka nagnanakaw. Huh? Kung hindi mo alam yun, pumipiti ka ng bond paper sa office. Diba? Dahil lang sa 2 piso, pwede kang masisante because you did not follow the Ten Commandments. The law is actually good. And God is saying, I wrote it because of my love for you. Ayoko, nagkokovet ka ng neighbor's wife. Bakit? Gusto ko strong marriage nyo. Right? And sometimes we look at it negatively. It's not negative, it's actually positive. Lahat ng mga pinapromise ng mga politician natin about change, most of that can be tucked in under one of the Ten Commandments. Right? Bawal pumatay. Diba? Bawal magnakaw. Diba? Bawal may kabit. Ha? Bawal mag-adultery. May consequences yan. Ito gagawin mo. Diba? Andami. Those all are under the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is so important because kailangan may standard. Without standards, everybody would make up their own rules or there will be no rules. Imagine a world without rules. It's going to be scary. So, ang mga tao, gumagawa yan ng batas. Ang dami natin batas sa Pilipinas. Siguro thousands. City ordinance pa lang, libo-libo na. Hindi pa law of the land, di ba? Sa city pa lang, ang dami ng batas. And men would make up rules. But remember this, all of us, we need to have a standard of what is right and what is wrong. There needs to be a God who would tell us this is right and this is wrong. Why? Because if you make rules now and commands, there needs to be that standard. Pag walang God, walang standard. I'll give you an example. Ngayon sa States, hotly debated topic, I don't know why they still debate about this, is yung kubeta, bathroom. Okay? They're having a debate now to have a gender-neutral bathroom. Ibig sabihin, pwede pumasok ang isang babae, ang katabi niya, sa next inodoro, lalaki. Right? It's so dangerous, it's foolish, but they're debating about it. Why? Because it's man's standard. Ibig sabihin, yung 10-year-old kong daughter, pwede kong pasok sa kubeta. Pagpasok ko sa kubeta, may makikita siyang mama doon na hindi ko kilala, na baka sexually, sexual addict, nakasama niya sa loob ng CR. And they're debating, dapat may ganito, paano naman yung rights ng mga taong gusto niya, babae siya ngayon o lalaki siya ngayon. And so these are the debates that are happening and these are man-made rules that they're making. Walang standard. If there is, yung law kasi should be more than just man's opinion. A lot of people will say, Ten Commandments, sobrang ancient yan, makaluma na yan. Di ba? Standard ni God. Hindi naman na ganun ngayon. So now you make your own law. Ito naman yung tanong ko, sino ka ba that you make the law for the people also? That's why there needs to be a standard. And if you fight for something that's not biblical, yung standard, the same question applies. Who are you to dictate that into our lives? You're not God. Okay? That's why napaka-importante itong Ten Commandments. Because God is the standard. Diba, ang dami mga batas na lumalabas, bawal tumamuyid, may namamatay dito. But if you Google this picture, you would see so many pictures of people crossing the street with this as their background. In spite of the law that men would make, we choose to what? Disobey. If we don't understand the motivation behind the laws of God, we will never appreciate the law. But just like David, who understands the motivation of God, he loves the law. It's like honey to him. It is special to him. As Christians, we love the Ten Commandments. We should love it and obey it. Why? Because it's done out of the motivation of love. May isang lalaki driver dito sa Pilipinas. Habang nagda-drive siya, one time, kasama niya yung kaibigan niya, nung nakita niyang yellow, binilisan niya. Nung nag-stop, lalo pa niyang binilisan. Sabi ng kaibigan niya, "What are you doing?" Sabi niya, "Ganito yung turo sa akin ng kuya ko. Pag yellow, bilisan. Pag nag-red, go ka lang." Pero ang weird, every time nag-green, nag-full stop siya. "Oh, ba't ka nag-full stop?" "Ganito rin turo ng kuya ko." "Hindi, ang green go, ang red stop. Hindi ganito. Ba't ka nga nag-i-stop pag green?" Sabi niya, "Eh, baka dumaan daw yung kuya niya." No? Okay, yung iba hindi nakuha. No? So, this is how men would think. Right? They think the law is something that sinasakal ako, I feel caged because of the law. Maybe in a way you are. Maybe it has its purpose. But what we want to show you in the next 10 weeks is the driving force behind this law and why we need to love this. Because it was done and written out of love. Now let's look at the first commandment. We have 3 verses only for today. Exodus 20. Nandyan po yung chapter ng 10 commandments. It says, "And God spoke all these words, saying," verse 1 is where you get the key to everything. God. God has spoken. This is the foundation of everything else that as a Christian we understand. God. God has spoken. Sinabi ni Lord, and God spoke all these words. God was saying, "I am the standard. Not your cultural background, not what was taught in school. I am the standard. I am the one who makes the rules. I'm the one who makes all the law. These are life. Okay? And you need to obey because I am what? God." Marami nagtatampo kay Lord. "Lord, bakit ganyan? Bakit ganyan?" Okay? Pero pag inisip mo, nagtatampo ka kay Lord dahil meron kang ginawa at may consequence yung ginawa mo because you disobeyed God, because you think you're God and that's why you disobeyed God, and now nagtatampo ka kay God. Dahil nagtatampo ka kay God, sino nga ba yung God? Kung feeling mo ikaw yung God, nagtatampo ka sa sarili mo. Nag-gets niya yun? Okay. Right? But then, when you understand who God is, and understand what He has done for us, He has every right to speak the words. When God speaks, everybody listens. When God says, "This is the standard, this is the standard." It's not my opinion. The Ten Commandments is not my opinion. It's not a victory doctrine. It is a biblical doctrine. It is a biblical command. Right? Hindi ito, sa victory stand namin, ganito. Hindi. Sa Bible to. Hindi ito opinion ng tao. Maraming opinion ng tao. Hanggang ngayon, marami silang opinion. But who is God? God. God is so important. Kaya dapat matanong natin eh. Pag sinabi mo bang God, parehas ba yung minimension natin? Baka yung God na sinasabi ko dito while I'm preaching is different from the God that you have. But the God of the scripture is telling us, "I am God. I've spoken. And these are my commandments." Okay? So whether you like it or not, whether binoto niyo si Lord o hindi nung eleksyon, He is God. Okay? Even though you're an atheist, you don't believe in God, it doesn't negate the fact that He is God. Okay. Kahit nang taas ng belief mo, hindi, walang Diyos. Galit na galit ka na walang Diyos. Ba't ka galit sa isang taong wala naman pala? Diba? Because there's God. He is God. And then in verse 2, it says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He then repeats and tells us, I'm God. Remember, I am God. Yun pa lang, tapos na usapan eh. With the commands, I am God. Di ba yung mga tatay dito? Pag may sinabi ka sa bahay, kahit anong bakit? Sino ka ba? Akong tatay dito. Dahil sa inyo may kwarto kayo. Dahil sa inyo may tubig. Dahil sa akin may kuryente. Dahil sa akin nag-aircon kayo. May reklamo? Wala po. Di ba? Bakit? He is the leader of the house. This is what God is saying. My nature is I'm God. Actually, pwede ng period doon. Pero ang bait ni Lord, nag-explain pa. I'm the God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Don't just remember who I am, remember what I've done. Remember the things that I did for you. And that's why I wrote these commands. Para tong preamble ng constitution, everything lies in these first two verses so that you'll appreciate the Ten Commandments. He says, remember I'm God and remember what I've done. Remember the things that I did for you. And so he wrote the Ten Commandments. It's funny how when he was writing this, Exodus 20, sa Exodus 32, habang nasa bundok si Moses, nag-meet kasi si Moses sa kasi God sa bundok, doon binigay ni Lord yung tablet. Natagalan kasi Samsung. Okay. No. Doon ginagawa yung Ten Commandments, di ba? Habang ginagawa ni Lord at nag-uusap si Moses sa kasi God, in Exodus 32, 12 chapters after, while Moses was still up on the mountain, the people were partying with an idol. Sabi ng mga tao, tagal ni Moses sa bundok. Bababa pa ba yan? So they went to the sidekick of Moses, which is Aaron, and they told Aaron, baka wala na si Moses, pwede ba tayong gumawa ng God? Para sa kanya natin sabihin na dahil sa iyo, kalabaw, o cow, or calf, okay, we're taken out of Egypt, and now we're going to our promised land. They've quickly forgotten. Yun yung sinasabi ni Lord, remember who I am, remember what I've done. But in Exodus 32, ito sabi ni Lord kay Moses, go down, for your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I have commanded them. They have made for themselves a golden calf, and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it, and said, these are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Unthinkable, no? Pero sounds familiar ba? Sino sa inyo dito? There was a time in your life na may problema kayo, nasa church kayo. Grabe, attendance, nagbi-victory group, grabe talaga, umiyak kay Lord, passionate about God, nung nabiyayaan, nawala na sa church. We've quickly forgotten. And you've made your other idols already and you're spending time more there rather than on God. You forgot who God is. You forgot what He has done for you. Yeah. And later we'll talk more about that. Ganong kabait si Lord, habang ginagawa niya yung commands, nag-a-idol worship na sa baba. Baba ka na lang. Parang di nila nag-gets. Libreng pandesal, lo. Minsan, meron pang manok, andoks. Di ba? Tapos, gaganyanin lang nila. They've forgotten my goodness. And this one, imagine nyo to, araw-araw nakikita nila yung manifest presence of God. Ha? Ibig sabihin, may pillar of cloud and may pillar of fire at night. Pag umiinto yung fire, hinto sila. Pag gagalaw, gagalaw. Ang galing nito, di ba? Nakita nila to, ha? They've seen it with their own eyes. But they've quickly forgotten. Yung chinyelas nila hanggang ngayon, hindi na pupudpod. It was supernatural and they've forgotten about it. And now they're saying, gawa na lang tayo ng ibang Diyos. Parang yung Diyos nakikimiting kay Moses, di ba baba? Mag-appoint tayo ng Son of God. And they made what? They've forgotten who God is. Here's the thing, before we go on to the first commandment, you have to remember who God is and remember what God did for you. Keyword is remember. Kailangan nyo tandaan. Pag ito nakalimutan natin, ang hirap talaga mag-obey. Right? Di ba minsan mga magulang, nagtatampo kayo sa anak nyo, binastos kayo, Gusto mo lang sana hiritin, nung 1 month old ka, 2 month old, naghirap ako. Yeah. If our sons and daughters would just remember the hardship, the pain, the poverty. But they forgot. Why? Nasunog lahat ng pinadevelop mong picture. Nakalimutan nila. Hindi mo na-review. They've forgotten where you've come from and the sacrifices that were made. And they rebel. Parang ganun yung feeling, no? Ni Lord. Remember who I am. I'm your God. And remember what I've done for you. Okay? So they run and made their own gods. Ano sabi sa Proverbs? In all your ways, acknowledge whom? Him. And He will make your path straight. Okay? When you receive the blessings, do you acknowledge that it's God? Is God first? Is God on top of mind? Okay. And so, the first command was this. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Okay. God has to be what? First. No rival, walang kaaway, nothing else. The word before, yung before me before, the word before is translated as hostility. Okay. There shall be no other gods hostile before me. Parang ganon. Wala dapat akong kaaway. Walang pangalawa, walang pangatlo, wala akong running mate. I'm God. This was the meaning of the word. The word before. Nobody should be hostile towards God. I have no competition. Kaya next week, idolatry naman pag-usapan natin. Ha? You shall not make any graven image, di ba? For I am a jealous God. What God is saying, dapat wala akong kaaway. Tatakbo ako, wala akong kalaban. Ako lang ang nasa Picos machine. Parang ganoon. I'm God. I have no rival. And He had every right to say that. Why? He's God. Okay. Are there things in our life that are hostile towards God? Which means, when there is, God is not first. Sabi sa Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What are some of the hostilities? It could be unforgiveness. Ayaw mo magpatawad. Bakit? Feeling mo na hurt ka. Diba? Sugat, napakalalim, nilagyan pa ng alcohol. Yeah. Bitterness. But every time kikim-kim mo yan, sabi ni Lord, if there's unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart, when you come to me, I will not listen. What is God saying? That's hostility before God. Then I'm not first. That's why you cannot forgive. Right? Are there any hatred, pride, dishonesty? God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Kalabad daw ni Lord ang mga mayayabang. That's hostility before God. When we see who we are in light of this holy God, kita natin, no? Wow. Baka nga ako yung source ng hostility. God first. Nothing in our lives that is hostile to God should be in our lives. It has to go. You've got to. It has to go. You have to repent of those and say, God, I'm making you first. I know this is hard. But I know you said this out of love because you want me to experience you. God. We need to put God first. What does it mean to put God first? I'll share to us 5 areas, common areas in our life where we need to put God first. Okay? Kanya-kanya ng application to pag-uwi. But then, I'd like you to see itong 5. Number 1, is God first over our family. Next is God over our income. Next is God first, then relationship. Next is God first over schedule. Next is God first over trouble. Okay. Chamba, no? First. Okay. F-I-R-S-T. These are 5 areas in our life where God needs to be first. Let's discuss one by one. Number one, family. Who is the center of your family? Okay. Now, most of the time we wrestle with this, lalo na sa ating mga Asians, very familial tayo. Yeah. Sometimes we put family over God. Yung opinion ni Papa Mama mas importante kaysa sa opinion ni God. Yung command ni Papa Mama mas importante kaysa sa command ni God. Right? Yung opinion ng asawa ko mas importante kaysa kay God. And we put God first over family. Question is, who is the center of your family? Who's running your family? Is it God? Okay. Can they see when they go inside your house, oh, God is here. God is evident in this family because God is first in this family. When I entered ministry, my parents didn't want me to. Okay. So ako clear na, 13 years old pa lang clear na gusto ko magpastor. Nung sinabi ko sa magulang ko, natawa sila. Bakit? 13 years old ka pa lang eh. Okay? Pero hindi na wala yung fire na gusto ko talaga magpastor. When I was in high school, I would tell it them, I want to be a pastor. They would just laugh. Yeah? Say, ah, you don't know what you're saying. Yeah? That's a good goal, but then, yeah, because we came from a business background. Everybody was in business. Nung nag-college, ganun pa rin. Gusto ko pa rin gusto ko mag-pastor talaga. Gusto ko rin mag-showbiz, pero gusto ko mag-pastor. No? So, nag-try out ako sa showbiz. Di ba? Anyway, okay, wag na yun. Okay. I wanted to be in ministry, in full-time, doing pastoring as a full-time job. They would say, hindi, walang pera dyan, ganyan, walang ano. You know, if I obeyed the wishes of my parents, I was a, now when I was an adult, 20 plus already, okay, they didn't want me to be a pastor, I wanted to be a pastor. In a way, I disobeyed the wishes of my parents. But I was an adult already. Right? If I disobeyed God, I won't be standing here. I won't be ministering to people. I might be having a business now, either sitting in one of the services in Victory locations in Metro Manila, but I won't be here. But I knew I had to put God first over family. Now the question is, did I dishonor them? No. In the midst of the wrestling of that, nung bata ako sabi nila hindi, okay. But when I knew I was at an age where I can already decide because I was an adult, I just talked to them respectfully and told me, release me, let me go. Mga 60s, okay. And with just a proper negotiation and a lot of prayer, and when things got heated up, I back out first. Yeah. I'm now in ministry. Okay. God, what God wants and what God commands over family. Hirap nito, no? Di ko sinabi mag-rebelde kayo, bakit? Tight kami ng magulang ko hanggang ngayon. Minsan bumibisita sila dito. Biggest supporter ko. Nung naging campus missionary ako, nagbibigay sa akin. You know why? Because I honored them. Even though I didn't follow their wishes. I never dishonored them. I never said anything bad about them. I visit them. I love them. I honor them. You know why I honor them? Because of the first command. God. And God told me on the fourth command, honor your father and your mother. God over family. Yeah. Sino mas matimbang? Boses ng family o boses ni God? No. So, bato ko lang yan. Kayo nang bahala kung paano nyo apply. Okay? Same way as I raise my own family, I want my family to put God first. Yeah. Whether it's in our devotion, pinapakita namin sa mga anak namin, nagbabasa kami ng Bible. Si Tammy, every morning, nasa breakfast table with a notebook and a Bible, writing down her notes. Ako naman, I read my Bible habang pinapalamig yung mainit na kape, nakaupo ako sa spa, babasa din ako ng Bible. Para pagbaba nila, they would see that we're reading our Bible. It's strategic, but at the same time, we're teaching them. Yeah, we want them to see that daddy and mommy loves God. Church is something that we put importance, not because I'm the pastor. Even if I'm not a pastor, we need to go to church. Why? It's important. God first. Yeah. Kaya kahit anong temptation sa mga anak ko ngayon, o merong party doon o church, church daw muna bago mag-party. Right? Again, not because I'm a full-time pastor, but because we're teaching them early on, this is valuable. This is important. Si God muna. Right? Next, God first over income. Now, our culture would tell us how to use the money that we have. First of all, it's not yours. It's God's. So, God first over income. Okay? Ang pinaka-temptation natin pagdating sa pera natin is just four letters. S-A-L-E. Sale. No? Feeling mo nakatipid ka, hindi ka nakatipid. Bumili ka lang ng isang bagay na hindi mo dapat bilhin. Okay? Because the world dictates, you need to do this. Do you inquire of God? Every financial decision is a spiritual decision. Now, to make it more simpler, God first in income. How about your tithe? Do you tithe? Do you give 10% of your income to God? Sobrang simple ng illustration sa tithing eh. Di naman mahirap talaga mag-tithe eh. Binigyan ka ni Lord ng 10 chips, humingi siya ng isa. Sa kanya yung 10, galing sa kanya yung 10, isa lang hinihingi niya, ayaw mo pabigay. Bakit? Grabe, legalistic mo naman, binigay mo ako 10, isa lang. Hindi, swapang ka. Right? God first over income. What that means is, God is saying, that's all mine. Minsan kasi, wrong mindset tayo eh. 10% belongs to God. Oops, wrong. 100% belongs to God. God first. In my spending, in my saving, in my giving, in my investment, do I inquire of God? God needs to be first. God has the final say on what I do with my money. Ano sabi sa Bible? Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. You know, in the New Testament, they give 20+%, 23% of their income to the church. Not even 10. Pero ang bait ni Lord, no? Sabi niya, hindi, 10% lang. Oh, sa akin lahat yan. Balik niyo lang 10%. Alam mo ba't sobrang bait ni Lord? Sabi niya, 10. Di niya sinabi 11, 11.5. Ang hirap i-calculate yun. Di ba? 10. Di ba? Sobrang bilis. What he's saying is, I want you to enjoy the 9. Give me back the 1. Honor the Lord with your possession and with the first fruits of all your increase. Na-increase ka, tawag dyan yung mga first fruits nyo. Yung unang sweldo. Yeah. And then, ano sabi niya? As you put me first in, even in your income, your barns will be filled with what? Plenty. You can never outgive God. You can really never outgive God. And I could share stories upon stories the whole day of people who've been blessed because they're givers. But I can tell you a lot of stories of people who are not blessed because they're not generous. Okay? And then ano sabi? And your what? Vats. Okay? May tax. No? Biblical yung VAT. Okay? Pero bababaan na rin ni Anggara. Okay, will overflow with new wine. Okay? There's going to be fresh supply because I honor God with my wealth. Okay? Kaya nga, whether in good times or bad times, be a generous giver. Right? Because it's saying, God, I'm putting you first. Next, relationships. Okay? Is God first in your relationship? Check nyo lahat ng mga friendships nyo. Hindi sa Facebook, ha? Yung talagang mga friends nyo. Is God honored in your friendship? Yeah. Sabi sa Bible, bad company corrupts good morals. Yeah. You really have to make some hard decisions with some of the friendships that you have. When I was in high school, marami akong parties na hindi ako kasama dahil alam nila Christian ako. Yeah. So, yung party na inattendan ko, hanggang ngayon, pag may reunion kami, hanggang 10 o'clock lang ako kasi may pupuntahan pa sila ng 11 onwards. Yeah. So, for a high schooler, di ba, at that time, parang hindi mo masyado makomprehend yung ano nangyari. Ano ba ako? Sobra ko bang old-fashioned? Ano ba ako? Do I come out na ano, masyadong self-pride? Ba't di nila ako ini-invite? Buti na lang walang Facebook dati, no? Okay. Hindi ko alam saan sila pumunta. Pero hindi ka invited. May mga kwentuhan na hindi ka kasama. Pero hindi man ako nagsusunod ng t-shirt. Bawal magmura pag nandito ako. Wala namang ganun. Ayaw lang nila ako invite. Siguro na ano sila pag i-invite nila ako. That means there are some relationships that won't be as deep because of your faith. And that's putting God first. Yeah. Now, in exchange of that, God has given me long-time friends with shared values. Okay. Now, we can enjoy life together. Friends ko pa rin naman lahat ng nasa high school, college. Yung mga kasama ko nga sa college, umiinom, nagsisigarilyo. Ako hindi eh. So, ano nga ang point nga? Tama nga naman. Ano bang point? Magsisigarilyo sila, invite ka nila. Hindi ka naman magsisigarilyo. Ubuhin lang ako. Di ba? So, okay lang. Basta alam ko, friends naman tayo, hindi lang ako nagsisigarilyo. Habang nagbibir sila, nag-orange juice ako. Di ba? Unsweetened. Yes. Christian eh. Okay. Organic. Hindi, laka lang. Oh. Alam mo yun, parang... And you will have relationships, whether it's in your workplace, alam mong kalokohan yung gagawin nila, you know you won't go. Some of you don't receive invitations anymore. And it's okay. Hindi ka naman kawawa eh. Hindi ka naman talaga kawawa. Ang dami mong kaibigan eh. May church community ka pa. But huwag kang mag-act din na para kang self-righteous. Hindi ako umiinom, hindi tulad nyo. Sayang nyo buhay nyo dyan. Well, di ba? Yan yung ini-engage nyo. Yan yung mga winawantuan nyo. Yan yung di-disciple nyo. Kaya uminom yan, maraming problema din yan. Okay? Uminom sila ngayon kasi magkakalikor ban na. So some relationships ended. Some has to change. Now, some relationships you have are not actually sinful, but they're not wise. Think about it also. Maybe you have to give up some of those. Okay? Hindi naman siya sinful, pero hindi lang wise. Best friend mo pa rin yung ex mo, may asawa ka na. Wala naman kayong ginagawang kasalanan, medyo hindi lang wise. Right? So some things you have to end. Yeah. Ini-invite ka ng mga ibang mong barkada, alis ka na naman, 5 nights a week, wala ka, basketball ka ng basketball, some things need to change. Why? You're putting God first. And God says you have a covenant wife waiting for you at home. If I put God first, di ba, I know how to pace myself. Next, God first over our schedule. Our schedule reflects our values, our priorities, and the kind of person you want to become. If I check your schedule, I'll see who you want to become. Why? That's your values. That's your priority. Okay. Tandaan nyo, we can't get everything done. There's always something to do. Tama ba? Sa lahat ng mahilig mag-overtime dito, kinabukasan may trabaho pa ba kayo? Kahit nag-overtime, hindi matapos, no? Pasalamat kayo. Kaya kayo may sweldo. Okay? Dahil hindi pa tapos ang trabaho. Problema nga ni Duterte yun eh. Kung wala ng crime in 6 months, wala ng trabaho ang polis. Okay? Magbo-ballroom na lang daw sila. Anyway, you can't get everything done. There's always something else to do. Right? That's why you have to learn how to put God over your schedule. God first in my schedule. Okay? If you've got to choose, okay, you have to choose the word and the prayer. Okay? First thing, what do you do first thing in the morning? Basa ng dyaryo, Facebook, di ba? Bejeweled, ano man? Kung ano mang nilalaro nyo sa iPad. Okay? Kasi na-refresh na. Pwede na ulit kumuha ng points. Right? Or do you read the word? Do you pray? Yeah. You need to have those times. Why? You're communicating, God, you're important. Do you read the Bible? Sobrang simple yung mga tanong to. Ha? Do you read the Bible? Hindi ko kayo kinoconvict. Ha? Kung na-convict kayo, ibig sabihin, nako-convict kayo. Okay. Do you pray? Do you seek God? Nag-worship ka ba? Okay. Can God be seen in your schedule? Okay. You've got to choose, otherwise it won't get done. Yeah. Well, hindi mangyari. You just have to choose. I need to read my Bible first. Or else you'll always be what? Busy doing something else. Okay. Tandaan nyo, every time you're saying I'm busy, what you're actually saying is you're not actually busy. I'm busy means it's not my what? Priority. Somebody comes up to me and na hindi ko kilala, gusto ng oras ko, ewan ko bakit, I would always say, I'm what? Busy. Sabi niya, no, pastor, next year pa to. Yeah, I'm busy till next year. Okay? Why? You're not priority. Right? Monday, somebody wants to have an appointment with me for pastoral counseling or ano. I cannot. It's my Sabbath. It's my time with my wife. So I would say, sorry, I have a very important meeting. Tapos magkikita kami sa promenade, yung tumawag, manunod kami sine, sabay pa kami. Oh, pastor, kala ko may meeting ka. Oh, ito, with my wife and Bruce Wayne. Di ba? It's an important meeting for me. Why? Because it's priority. Right? Nasaan si God sa calendar mo? Right? You have to make time and make room for God. Don't find time. You won't find the time. You have to make room for it. Okay? To put God there. Bakit priority? Pag sinasabi, nagbabasa ka ba ng Bible? Hindi nga, busy eh. Ibig lang sabihin nun, hindi siya priority. Yeah? Church ka ba? Dapat nga, tagal nang hindi. What that means is, hindi priority. Okay? Ang Sunday sa'yo, iba yung priority mo. Yun lang naman ibig sabihin nun. Again, wala akong pinapatama, kung tamaan ka, good, di ba? But then what I'm saying is, that's what you're communicating to everyone. This is not priority for me. God is not first in this area. That's why I'm doing something else. Lastly is trouble. God first, even in seasons of trouble. Okay. Lahat tayo nagkaka-trouble tayo sa buhay. We have troubles. We have trials. We have tribulations in life. Is God first when there's trouble? Ang tao pag may problema, dalawa lang naman ang path. Eh. They either choose to call upon the name of the Lord or they would didiskarte muna sila. In Psalms 50, verse 15, it says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Sabi sa Bible, in times of trouble, what do? You call upon God. That is putting God first. Ang una mong option is to run to God and pray. You're having trouble in your marriage. I hope ang una nyong naisip, tumakbo kay Lord. Hindi magpa-counseling or psychiatrist. Second, third, fourth option na yan. Tumakbo ka na ba kay Lord? Huwag tayong theology na parang pelikulang Pilipino. Pag may problema, di ba, nandun yung buong pamilya, nandun yung doktor, nagawa ko na po lahat na magagawa ko, dasal na lang po tayo. Hindi, magdasal ka muna. You call upon the name of the Lord first before doing something else. A lot, they would do first all the things that they know, and if it's not solved, they would run to God. That's not putting God first. What that means is your trouble now is hostility before God. Why? Kinalimutan mo si Lord, may problema ka. You should first run to God in times of trouble. I've got two friends who are in bad business then. But the reaction was not magkulong, ma-depress, di ba? Manood ng TV, makinig kay Taylor Swift. Hindi yun yung ginawa nila. What did they do? They call upon the name of the Lord. They're still paying off their debt. But they're calling upon the name of the Lord. That's why there's peace in their hearts. Andiyan pa yung problema, and it would be years of trouble, but they know who to call upon. But we've had mga business friends ng parents ko, dating successful na wala. Yun, under depression. Iba namatay na sa daming sakit because of keep on worrying and stress and thinking. And they did not call upon the name of the Lord. You need to put God first even in times of trouble. I want to end with this. Two things to remember. As we go through and as we say God first, remember who God is. God is God. Okay. God is good. God is great. God is powerful. God is sovereign. God is loving. God is merciful. God is wise. Okay. Remember who He is. Remember the nature of God. It's easier to obey if you know who God is. And secondly, in every decision you make, remember God first. As I understand who God is, I need to now need to remember and remind my note to self, remember God first. May gagawin akong decision, is this done with God in mind? Is this done biblically? Or is this done out of fear, out of hatred, out of emotions? Or am I putting God first? Can we just all bow down our heads and pray? Lord, we thank you because you're a God who said, I am. Lord, you are in whatever situation we are in whatever walk, Lord, we have now, kung malapit kami sa inyo, malayo, whatever circumstances we are in today, you are, I am. You are God. And Lord, may we remember your faithfulness, your love, your grace, your power. May we remember that you are King, you are Lord, your Master, your Savior. May we remember who our God is. Lord, that we would not quickly forget the goodness of our God. Lord, may we not forget that you even gave us the law out of love. It was perfect love that you were able to craft the perfect law to guide the people not to fall into sin. And so, Lord, may we look at you not with a rod in your hand wanting to punish us, but as a loving Father who wants to guide us. Lord, maraming areas sa buhay namin, Lord, aminin namin, kailangan namin baguhin. Lord, there are many things that you would expose in the 9 more weeks of this series. But may we remember, when your word is preached, it is for our joy, it is because of your love. It's not to hurt us, it is to humble us. And so I pray, God, that we would respond as Christ would respond, with all humility, and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, may we remember God first in everything that we do. God over our family, God over the opinions of man, God over our schedule, God over financial opportunities, God even in the midst of trouble, you will be first. Lord, I pray today that when we say God, there will be such deep reverence. Lord, na maintindihan namin kung sino ka, Lord. Kung kaano ka kabait, Lord. And how you are in control of everything. And we surrender to you because you are God and there should be no other gods. Walang kaaway, walang kalaban, ikaw lang.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages,